You are listening to Free Fridays, brought to you by the Movie Cellar Podcast.
Welcome to the Movie Cellar, where we have a VHS collection, an internet connection, and uninformed opinions. We're brought to you by the gods of the show, the Elite Army, Jack Thorne, and our God of Gods, with over $10,000 donated to the JDRF, Zach Whittier. If you would like to help the JDRF find a cure for type 1 diabetes, then go to jdrf.org and make a donation. A donation of any amount is super awesome and super helpful. And to show you our appreciation, grab a screenshot of your donation, send it to us, and we'll do a special episode of the Movie Cellar just for you. Tell us what movie to watch, and we will dedicate the episode to you because you're badass and you are helping find a cure for type 1 diabetes. My name is Dan, and you are listening to Free Friday. If you're new to Free Friday, basically every week I do a rundown of some free things that you can watch streaming online. These are on free streaming platforms, meaning that you do not have to sign up for them. There is no fees, no charges. We're talking things like Tubi, Crackle, Freevee, Pluto, things of that nature. And then give you a rundown of a few podcast episodes that you should also check out over the weekend. Basically, just giving you a bunch of shit that you can consume over the weekend to make your life better. I shouldn't say shit, because it's good. It's good shit. Shit can be good, though, right? I mean, I use the saying, that's some good shit. I think other people use it as well. So, yeah. This is some good shit that you can enjoy over the weekend for free. All right. Let's just get it started. All right. We'll bang this one out real quick and let you guys get on with your weekend. First up, I want to give you a couple movie recommendations on the old Tubi. The first one I want to mention is called We Summon the Darkness. So, We Summon the Darkness is a really cool, like, it's a little bit of a twist, right? So, the movie starts out with these three girls. They're headed to a concert, and these dudes throw a milkshake out the window of their car. And it ends up smashing into the girl's car, and they almost go off the road and crash. And then they get to the concert parking lot, and they see the dudes, and they, like, confront them. But ultimately, it ends up with, like, they all become, like, buddy-buddy during the concert, and then they decide to go back to their lake house and hang out for the evening. And then dark things ensue from that point forward. I don't want to, like, give too much away because, you know, it's a pretty interesting take on this cabin in the woods alone trope. So it also has, like, this great sort of, like, rock and roll mythology element to it, and some satanic panic. Some of that good shit in there. So, if you grew up in the 90s and you remember the Satanic Panic and your parents all being terrified that rock and roll would let Satan into your hearts, then you'll love this. Side note, Johnny Knoxville cameos? I don't know. It's a little more than a cameo. But he's in the movie as a preacher, which is hilarious. So, yeah, big recommend on We Summon the Darkness. All right, next up, and this is one that basically after I watched We Summon the Darkness, it was like, hey, you should check this out too. And that is called Tragedy Girls. So Tragedy Girls is this, it's a story about these two girls who have, I don't know if it's a TikTok account or some, you know, blog or something. And they're trying to, like, you know, it's like a true crime blog. And they're trying to boost their numbers. And just nobody seems to care. And so they decide that if people start dying in their town and they cover it, then they will get people to follow them. But what's the best way to get people to start dying in your town? Well, what if you're the killer? So these two besties start going on a killing spree. And of course, they are not... they're not ever suspected because they're these two teenage girls. And their blog blows up. And it's this great coming-of-age story that ends at prom, as they always do, but with a real twist because our two primary characters are, psychopathic serial murderers. Like Johnny Knoxville in the last movie I mentioned, I got to call out Craig Robinson for his role as Big Al in this movie. Again, not quite a cameo, a very minor character, but played well and really fun. So that's my other recommendation for a movie to watch over the weekend. Also on Tubi, in case you were wondering. So there you go. There you have it. Tragedy Girls and We Summon the Darkness. Now let's talk about some podcasts. There were some great podcasts dropped this week that I want to call out. First of all, I think I've talked about them before, but in case I haven't, there's a great show called Gate Leapers. I've been on it before. This is like a game show where you go on and it's like, how would you phrase it? It's kind of like trivia, but it's really silly and like really fun and, it's not about a deep knowledge of the fandom. It's just about like really random funny things. And what I love about that is like you can have someone on there who's like who knows everything about like, you know, whatever the fandom is, like Marvel or, you know, The Simpsons or whatever. And that might give them a little bit of an edge, but ultimately like whoever, you know, there's a lot of randomness to it. And there's also like, they have a lot of questions where it's like, you know, pitch this storyline or pitch that thing or do this or do that, where it's like, if you're creative and you have fun, you might do well, but ultimately it doesn't matter because it's just about having a good time. I love Gate Leapers. Highly recommend you check it out. I was on there to talk about Survivor. I was also on there to talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. My record is 1-0-1. I have one win, no losses, and one tie. So, I feel pretty good about that. Anyway, this week, they talked about Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And they had John and Ben from Geeksploration on there. I talked about Geeksploration last week. I love Ben and John. I love the crew over at Gate Leapers. So it's a great show, a lot of fun. Definitely recommend you check that out, especially if you're a fan of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Okay, next up, I want to talk about Trev Allen over at the Struggling Artist Podcast. He had an amazing show this week. On Monday, he had on The Iron Roses. The Iron Roses are like a punk band. I don't know. They're a fun mix of a lot of elements, but they're very, their messaging is very inclusive. They talked a lot about that, about inclusion of women, inclusion of LGBTQ, and about the importance of like not just saying, oh yeah, everybody's welcome, but actually creating an environment where everybody's welcome and everybody feels safe. And they were so cool and so funny. And their music is really, really fun. Really, you know, it's like this great, like fun, high energy punk, but with like great important messaging. So definitely recommend you check out The Iron Roses and definitely recommend you check out their interview with Trev on The Struggling Artist this week. I also feel like it's worth calling out. I haven't listened to it yet because it literally just dropped this morning. But Struggling Artists Roundtable for April of 2024
that always has great recommendations on it for new music to check out. And so go listen to that too. And then maybe find some cool music to enjoy this weekend. All right. So next up, let's do some Dopey. Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. All right. On Friday, Dave had on... Who did Dave have on Friday? Oh, yeah. Brace Belden. Oh, my God. Brace Belden. What a great episode. I got to find this quote. I got to find this quote because it was so funny, and I loved it so much. And I wrote it down so that I wouldn't forget it. Now I can't find where I wrote it down. And that's just what you want to do on your live, not live podcast, but, you know, while you're recording on your podcast. God damn it. I'm going to find it. Don't you worry. Don't you worry your pretty little heads. I'm going to find it. You're going to love it. It's going to be fantastic. All right, let's go to me. All right, here it is. Ready? Here's the quote. He's talking about, you know, the desire to drink, and there are times where he just wants to, like, chug, you know, a bottle of liquor, and he's in recovery, by the way, but this is what he says. He says, "I like whiskey, but it sounds corny saying you want to chug a bottle of whiskey because it makes you sound like a walking Dropkick Murphy song," which I 100% get that and love that line. He's a really interesting dude. He runs a podcast called True Anon, where he kind of like debunks conspiracy theory. He was in like a foreign legion or some shit, like fighting in like the Syrian civil war. I honestly don't remember. I'm probably totally butchering that, but super interesting guy, super interesting history, really funny. Also hates hippies and hates the Beatles. Those are two more pluses in my book. So Brace Belden is a really cool dude. It was a really great episode. This is the second time Dave has had Brace on, both of which relatively recently, but really cool guy, and really enjoyed that episode. Tuesday, Dave had on the great Erin Carr. Love Erin. Love every time she's on the show. She's super smart, super insightful, and I'm loving the Tuesday shows. They're a lot more relaxed fit. You know, they talk about, you know, they had a great conversation about The Sopranos. Let me ask you guys, is it Sopranos or Sopranos? Apparently, it's said both ways in the show and by fans. So, let me know what you think, which one it is. Because, you know, they couldn't even come to a consensus on it on the show. All right, what else do I got for you guys? So, I should probably shout out the Hardly Awesome podcast. This week they did something called Hardly Awesome Video Store, where they talked about a movie called Pump Up the Volume. And I have not seen Pump Up the Volume, but they got me wanting to watch it because it's about like this kid who like runs a radio show, and he's, you know, kind of subversive, and he's saying all these things that start getting him into trouble. And it sounded really, really cool. And I was like, man, I feel like I've seen this movie, but I looked and looked and looked, and I've never seen this movie. So, definitely got to check that out. They made it sound like a lot of fun. So yeah, there's that.
Also this week, I think this was this week. Let me just double check real quick. On Out of the Shadows, they talked about the movie The Fun House, which is a super fun, I think it came out in 80 or 81. They talked about it on the show. I can't remember. Horror movie about, you know, these people that go, these teenagers that go to this carnival. You know, their criticism, and it's fair, is it takes a while for things to get going, but once they do, they're really great. Anyway, they end up in the, you know, House of Horrors or whatever, and things go horribly awry. You know, something interesting they talked about on the episode of Out of the Shadows is, like, it had sort of still a 70s feel to it. And these movies that come out, you know, we always talk about movies in decades, you know, the 80s, the 90s, whatever, and it's easy to talk about them that way, but the reality is, like, you know,
70s style sticks around until, you know, 82, 83, right? 80s style sticks around until 92, 93, until there's like some kind of like seminal movie of a decade that really sort of shifts, you know, the tone. I was thinking about like the aughts, right? The 00s. And like, that may have been an exception because I think because of the Matrix, right? Like, I think 99, a lot of movies in 99 actually, but thinking specifically about the Matrix, like that really shifted cinema. Right. And so that was kind of feels like when the aughts started as far as like style. But a lot of decades, you know, one bleeds into the other and it's hard to draw that distinction. And so they said, you know, in reference to the Funhouse, it had had a very like 70s vibe to it. And it makes sense also because it was made by the dude who did like Texas Chainsaw. So, which is a movie from the 70s. So, I think they're right. And I think it brings up a really interesting conversation point about like how we talk about decades of film and when they start and when they end and how, you know, there's a lot of gray. It fades from one to the other. Usually it's not always such a hard line. Anyway, that's Out of the Shadows this week. Definitely recommend you check that out as well. And I think we're going to leave it there because we're right around we're past 15 minutes, of course. If you have any suggestions for people to check out on free streaming platforms, then please hit me up at The Movie Cellar on Instagram and Facebook. Or you can email me at themovieseller@gmail.com. I got some really great feedback around Metal Mondays, which I really appreciate. Thank you, guys. I'm glad that you're digging it. I'm excited to do another one here in May. If anyone's interested in giving me recommendations for, you know, recently released heavy music, it doesn't have to be metal. It could be hardcore, you know, and any mix of those genres. Anything heavy, really. If you want to give me any recommendations for that, please hit me up for those as well. I love getting feedback from people listening. Makes me feel like I'm not just talking into thin air. So anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend. We're going to continue to clean ourselves out of the snow. We got nearly a foot dropped on us yesterday, so that was a disaster. Lost power for a couple hours, but thankfully we got it right back on. Not everyone around us is quite that lucky. But we're going to continue to dig ourselves out, try to get back to spring. We got basketball going on this weekend. We got percussion going on this weekend. We got a great weekend, a lot of fun stuff going on. Hope you guys do too. And we'll see you back here Tuesday for a new show. Bye.